And the light is just now coming on. People are just now seeing them. But they've been there all the time. But we're just now seeing them. Well, that's where revival is right now. That's where the move of God is right now. We can't see it, but it doesn't mean it's not there. I found that hole you stepped in today. It doesn't mean that it's not there. It just hasn't appeared yet. But it will appear at the right time. It will hit this place at the right time. There will be a move of God here. There will be an awakening here. It's already been prophesied. It has already been spoken. And God is looking for a people that will stand strong and not move off of it and not back off because they're looking at numbers. Numbers. Why are we moved by numbers? You know, the ministry has a bad name of being moved by numbers. You know, you used to go to those conventions, not me. I'm not old enough. That's not true. This is back before my time. Well, they used to go, and they have to ask, how many people do your church run? My church is running this many people. My church is running this many people. Well, I beat you all. My church is running this many people. And we get moved by numbers instead of what the word of the Lord says. The word of the Lord has been prophesied over this church over and over and over and over and over. And then it's been prophesied over and over and over again. It is written in the heavens. You know, when Jeremiah prophesied, they made fun of him too. Because they did not believe what he was prophesying. They did not believe that what he said about Israel was going to come to pass. You know, they didn't believe that Israel was going to be destructed. They didn't believe destroyed. They didn't believe that Judah was. They didn't believe the temple was coming down. They didn't believe this and they didn't believe that. And they were getting tired of Jeremiah prophesying. I mean, they really did. They got mad at him. They got upset with him. They didn't like the way he prophesied. You know, they got bent out of shape. And they said, oh, Jeremiah, we're just tired of listening to you. We want to make our pie, our cakes up to heaven. We want to give them to the, you know, to the gods of heaven over there. We want to just throw them out there. We don't want to hear your prophecy. We don't want to hear it. You've been saying it and nothing is happening. That's what they were saying. They were bent with Jeremiah. They threw him in the prison because they didn't want to hear him say anything else anymore. They didn't want to hear him speak. They were tired of it. So they were walking away and they were doing their own thing and they were running here and they were running there and, you know, they thought they had it made. But Jeremiah, he believed what he spoke. I mean, there were opportunities to get discouraged. I'm telling you, when you're in prison, you can get discouraged. You know, you can, when you're down in the prison and it's muddy and dirty, you know, it's not a good place. Well, you know, sometimes churches get there because they're going through stuff. But the key is they're going through. There is hope on the other side when the word of the Lord has already been spoken. That's our hope. That's our faith. It's when the word of the Lord has been spoken. When God has already declared the beginning from the end, which he has already declared over Calvary Cathedral. He has already declared the beginning from the end. He's already said what it will be. He's already declared it. He's already said it. And so people look around and say, Calvary's going under and it's going to die and pastor needs to come out of the pulpit and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know? I'm just telling you the truth. You know, I don't care. I believe the word above every circumstance. I have lived my life and based my life for the last 35 years on the word of God. It is the final authority in my life. No matter what my physical body says sometimes, no matter what, you know, my finances may say, what the checkbook may say, my faith is based on what God says. It's what God says that makes the difference. It's not what man says. It's not what man may decide they want to say and what they want. It's by the word of God. God's word is truth. And when the man of God or a prophet of God like Dale Gentry and many people, myself, I've prophesied over this church, I believe it above everything. So I have adjusted myself to believe God with my pastor. And I will stand with him and I will see the word of God fulfilled in this house. There is a revival that is coming to this nation. There is a move of God. It has been prophesied and it has been declared. You know, Washington is changing. There are things that are happening. There are things that God is doing behind the scenes that not everybody knows about. There are things that are moving in the realm of the Spirit. We just cannot see it right now. We cannot see all of it right now. But I am telling you, just like those stars have appeared, there is going to be an appearance of the glory of God and the presence of God across our nation and in this house and many houses across this nation where people are believing God and they're calling things to be not as though they are. And they're standing in their houses and they're declaring the word of the Lord and they are not being moved by numbers. You know, there are a lot of churches around this nation that are Holy Ghost churches that are decreasing, and churches, and I'm not being critical of churches, but there's no Holy Ghost in there. I'm thinking, where is the Holy Ghost gone? A church was started on the Holy Ghost, a move of God, and there are people that are going to become so hungry for the Holy Ghost, for the real, for the power, for the demonstration of the word of God, seeing their lives change, seeing things just totally in an instant of time change before their eyes. You know, I had a testimony in my Bible from a lady this weekend, and that's exactly what happened to her. She had an instant miracle in her heart that transformed and changed her. You know, that's by the power, the demonstration of the power of God. And God intends in this hour for there to be more and more and more and an increase of the move of God and an increase of the Holy Ghost that will begin to drain. I like what President Trump says, drain the swamp. It's going to drain the swamp where people have been driven into convenient church. Let's have a 15-minute church service. Let's have a 15-minute sermon. Let's have a feel-good sermon. Let's just do that, and everything is going to be all right. I have paid my duty by going to church. No, we don't pay our duty. I want the presence of God. I want the move of God. I want the Holy Ghost. I want God moving. I want Him moving in me and changing me, and I want Him flowing out of me, that there is a demonstration of the power of God. And the only way that's going to happen is when we get in the presence of God and we allow Him to change us, move us, and not allow us to stay the same. That we get into that place and we are crying out, God, it's me that needs change. It's me, God. I'm the one that's hungry for God. I want the move of God in me. I want to die to my flesh. I want to die to areas in my life. You know, and it's going to come by the word of God, and it's going to come by the presence of God. You know, I got a great revelation. Another one. I am not right all the time. It shocked me. You know, you think you're living by the Spirit, and you think you hear from God sometimes. I'm sure y'all have angel wings on you, so you probably never run into this. But you know, there are times we are wrong. I got a big amen on that one. But it's the truth. You know, it's just the truth. And we have the Holy Ghost. That's another reason for the Holy Ghost, to bring conviction to us so we can repent and we can change. Why? Because we're being changed from glory to glory. You know, we're talking about glory, and we're talking about the end times of the glory and the presence of God, because He said the whole earth would be filled with His glory. What does that mean? The scripture says, Paul said that Jesus is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, a glorious church. You know what that looks like? I have this shirt that has polka dots. Let's just say these polka dots, this is the side, the white is the glorious side. And these polka dots here are the things that my flesh needs to die to. They're the spots and the wrinkles. Which means these spots have to change. That means there's repentance in there. That means I could be wrong here. That means my flesh could be dominating. So I want to get rid of all the little black spots. That's being changed from glory to glory. You know, and sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's not fun when the spots are being removed, when those things are transforming in our lives. But that's part of the glory. That's part of the glory. That's part of the presence of God. That's why we come to a Holy Ghost church. That's why we come, is to get into the presence of God so He can speak to us, so He can change us, so that we can realize that there is change that needs to take place in us. And so then when we get that change, then we go from glory to glory. We begin to see. We begin to see with our spiritual eyes instead of our natural eyes. I'll tell you, I'm going to say this, our natural eyes will get us in trouble. They will fail us every time. It's our spiritual eyes. That's why Paul prayed in Ephesians. He said that the eyes, our eyes would be enlightened, opened up, that we would see above the natural realm, into the glory of God, into the presence of God, so that we could see which direction God was going and not be moved by the outward circumstances and appearances. Amen? That's what the glory's about. I mean, it's got all of God's goodness in there, but goodness is he's gonna correct us. You know, the word is for instruction, reproof, correction. Somehow we ignore that. We don't like it. You know, it's probably like my grandkids sometimes when I hear their daddy go in there and say, Benjamin, don't do that. And Jack's over there harassing him. And then he'll say, Jack, don't do that. Don't do that. And somehow their ears are plugged up. We were in the car yesterday, and Benjamin and Jack were having this little deal, and their daddy said, stop it. Do not touch each other. Separate yourselves. And what did they do? Jack's over there. And so what does Ben do? Back. What did they hear? Did they hear the voice of their good shepherd? Or were they ignoring the voice of their good shepherd? What were they doing? They were not following the instruction of their daddy. And then daddy took his place. He dealt with it. And they lined up. Glory to God before they got their little bottoms spanked. You know, as a grandmother, I was grateful that they did not have to get their bottom spanked. Just really, you know, it was okay when I spanked Jason, but you know, the grandkids, you just can't spank them. You know, you just want to hug and kiss them all the time, and that's all you, and you know, buy them whatever they want, and you know, all the good stuff. It's the parents' job to take care of the kids. That's my philosophy, and I like it. Hallelujah. So I got off on a rabbit trail. But I'm just saying, there are things that are written over this church. There are things that are going on in the realm of the Spirit over this house, and we must get in agreement with it. You know, we are praying. We're believing God. There's people in the power tower that are praying. You got Monday night prayer, and now Pastor is going back, really. Going back to the days when Joy Nichols led prayer on Wednesdays at noon. And we came and we gathered and we prayed. And we believe God. So he's just reuniting prayer again. Because there's things in the atmosphere that you have to pull in. There are things above that are already written over this house that are only going to come in by faith and prayer, by pulling them in, by agreeing with the man of God, supporting it. I may say this 100 times tonight. Don't be moved by the numbers. Don't be moved by where things are right now. Dale Gentry was so anointed this morning. Boy, my spirit was jumping on the inside. I was going, yes, I have set myself in agreement, getting excited because I'm thinking that's what's written. That's what's written. That's what's in the atmosphere. That's what's moving. It's hovering. It's moving. You know, and then Dr. Vaughn said, what'd she get up here and say? She said, you may see the lights now, but the glory is going to cover this ceiling and you won't see the lights and it's going to come in. Well, you know, that is not the first time. That is not the first time. And it won't be the last time that it's spoken over this house about the glory of God. It's written. It's if you get your spiritual ears open and you've got your spiritual eyes open, you are going to know that there is glory hovering over this house. And at the right time, revival will hit. At the right time, there's already a set time, an appointed time for the awakening in this nation. And the river is already flowing. The water is already moving. There are things that the undercurrent that are going on in the undercurrent that are taking place right now that we don't know about. And they'll begin slowly to be revealed. I mean, you just go back. And I don't know how you voted in this house and you know, Pastor doesn't have to have me back, but you know, when Trump came in, how many people believed that Trump was coming in? I'm not asking for hands. Sorry. I'm talking nationwide. I'm talking about the whole scope of things. How many people really believed? What was God doing? What was God doing? He was moving behind the scenes. He was putting it in the hearts of believers. And people were praying. You know, we had a lot of us before, you know, Trump even, you know, got into the place of being being the Republican nomination. How do I say that? That one. When he became that, but before that, how many people had opinions on who it should be? How many different opinions were out there? I mean, there were so many different opinions, but God had won. But God, he had a plan, and it didn't make sense to most of us. Come on. But God had a plan. He had an appointed time. He knew what he was doing. He'd already put in the hearts of men and women across the nation to pray and to seek the Lord and to go after God. And you know, he gave us a prayer language on purpose so that we couldn't pray in our will. He had us praying in the spirit, you know, and our minds was going, well, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Is it Cruz? Could it be Cruz? It's probably Cruz. People thought, sure, it's Cruz. You know, and some people were saying, if Trump would just get out, Cruz could get in. I think Cruz said it himself. You know, things were going on, but we couldn't see it. We could not figure it out. You know, we didn't know how it was going to happen. It's the same what's going on across our nation. We can't see the undercurrents. We can't see what's going under that water, the ripples that are going on, and the things that God is moving and the things that God is changing. You know, we couldn't see it, and we can't see it now, but soon it will manifest. There will be things that are going to come out that we didn't even know were happening. There are things that God is doing behind the scenes that we don't know about, that certainly the news doesn't report, the good news or the bad news or whatever news, because they don't know. They have no clue what is going on in the realm of the Spirit. You know, the prophets get a view. We get a glimpse of something, but we don't know the whole thing. And I'm telling you, there is a hovering over this house. In the atmosphere, it is already written. The numbers of people in this house. I heard the man of God this morning. I had my little ear opened. I was listening to the Holy Ghost. That's what we're supposed to do when we're in church. Maybe a new revelation. You don't always go by what's coming out. You listen with your spiritual ear. What is God saying? And he said this was a national prayer center, and people were coming in. And boy, in my spirit, I could see it. And I was going, yes, I believe it. And something that really just got my attention was he said, when he was talking about, when John Hall said this morning about that sweet little prayer that was prayed, and Dale Gentry said, oh, it wasn't that one sweet little prayer. It was the thousands of hours of prayer that had manifested and came to pass into John's back and healed it. And I thought, hours and hours. I know the hours and the years I personally prayed with Joy Nichols in this house. I know the prayers that we prayed in the realm of the Spirit, and some of those things we have seen come to pass. Oh, but there's so much more that we have not seen. But they're out there. And they're working. They are working. There have been angels that have been in heaven that have now been sent to earth to bring in this great move of God. There have been angels that have been saved for this very hour to bring in the glory and the awakening of God. And they are moving and they are working. You know, we can't see it, but I'm telling you, they're loose and they're moving on this earth. And they're moving across this land in churches like our church and churches like this church and churches across this nation where they are crying out for a move of God and crying out for revival and crying out to see the mighty move of God and souls come into the kingdom of God. The souls are going to come in to the glorious church. You know, in 2010, I prophesied over our church. And I was shocked when it said it because it just popped out of my mouth. And I was standing there in my mouth because I said, this church will be a hub. And I thought, what's a hub? I'm up there in the pulpit and this word comes out of my mouth. And so in my head, I'm thinking, what is a hub? What is a hub? What are you talking about? What are you saying? What do you mean? I was standing there looking real good, but in my head, it was just going, what is this? And I realize it's a hub of revival. Well, there will be hubs of revival across our nation because one church can't do it. I mean, they can have people come in, but we're talking a nation. We're talking a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God to where, you know, everyone in the Metroplex. I mean, I've seen this place. I have seen this Metroplex when I was here and when I've come back. I have seen the glory of God, and I have seen this church filled, and I have seen people in this Metroplex getting saved and coming into the house of God. I've seen them come into this house. I see this house expanding and growing. I see this auditorium changing. I see it expanding. I see things taking place because it's what God has said. don't discount what God has said. We cannot discount what God has said in your personal life. But we must. I am telling you. We must get behind the man of God and push this thing through. Bring it out of heaven into earth. Because I tell you right now, there are churches across this nation in the same place this church is in. And it looks like it's dying. And it looks like it's going under. And it looks like there's a mass exit. But that's the natural realm. So do you live by the natural realm? Or do you live by the realm of the Spirit? Men and women of God today are going to know the realm of the Spirit. If we don't know the realm of the Spirit, we're in trouble. I'm just telling you. That's the only way we're in trouble. It's if we don't know the realm of the Spirit. If we don't know the voice of the Holy Ghost. If we don't know the move of God. We must do it. We must know it in this hour. Prayer is not an option. Our prayer life, if you are a minister of the gospel, if you're a man or woman of God, your prayer life needs to up. If you're in this house, your prayer life needs to up. We've got to get it out of the heavens into the earth. The blueprints of heaven must come to earth. Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Where did he want the kingdom of God to come? The will of God on earth. That means the blueprints of heaven are there, and he wants them here. He wants what he has spoken and what he has declared to come to pass. That is the will of God. That is the plan of God. And we're only going to get it one way, through faith and prayer. Pulling it out. It doesn't matter how long. I love what Dale Gentry said. I've said it myself. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Just like Simeon, he said it this morning. Simeon stood. He knew he wasn't dying until he saw the Messiah. He knew that. Some of you have been standing and standing and standing and standing. Well, I just got to tell you something exciting. Keep standing. Be like the rest of us. We're all standing. You know, I'm very thankful for some of the things I've gotten to see. Pastor said something about Washington. I mean, God has done some supernatural things for me in Washington. Given me supernatural favor with people. And it's been, I have just been in awe of the people I've stood before and the people I've talked to. It's been amazing to me. Just to watch God. But you know what? I have believed God for a long time for some things. And I have a decision to make. Am I going to stand? Am I going to believe God? Or am I just going to quit? And tell God when I get to heaven. Huh? Couldn't believe your word anymore. Got tired. I got frustrated because you weren't doing it my way. I have great opinions on how you could have done it in a better way. I thought you could have done it a little bit when I was younger. Did you have to wait till I'm 70 years old? I'm like, come on, God. Don't you know, God? Yeah, come on, you just have to be real sometimes. We have our opinion. But I found out 70's not too bad. I'm living with it. I've adjusted. I've had some things happen to my body I don't like. I'd had to cut my hair. And it was really tough. Because all of a sudden these little things started falling out. I didn't know this happened. I said, God, I'm a woman. can't lose my hair. You know, now I have to, now this is crazy, but I have to use my faith now to get my hair back. So I found the scripture, blessed is the fruit of my body. And I started speaking that, and I started speaking to my hair follicles to reawaken again. And my beauty operator told me last month, she said, Vicki, your hair's growing back. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. The word is working. You know, those tricks of age sometimes come in. But the word has an answer to it. Hallelujah. The word has an answer to it. I tell you, the word has an answer to it. You got the decision whether you're going to believe it or not. I'm telling you, the word has an answer to empty pews in here. And it's a word that's already been prophesied and spoken. It's the answer. It is the only answer. And that word will tell you how to have church. He will tell that man. And our job is to agree with it. Amen? Amen? That's our job. That's what we do. Amen? It's what we do, and we will see the glory of God. I'm telling you, we will see the glory of God manifested in this house. You all know this. I don't have to tell you this, but in his heart is revival. He has never talked anything else. And y'all have heard me say this before. You know, even at Christmas time, when we're all together and we're sitting down eating dinner or we're sitting in the den in his house, he talks revival. Christmas time, when the grandkids are opening Christmas gifts and Pastor Bob is saying revival. We must have a move of God. We must have a move of God. You think that God doesn't hear this man's prayer? He's heard his voice for 50-something years, 64 years, however long you've been saved, Pastor. Sorry, I'm forgetting the numbers. But God has heard his heart. And I'm telling you, he will answer that. It is coming from heaven, and it's going to look much different than you think. It's going to feel much different. And I'm telling you, you're not going to have it by yourself, because we're going to have it at our church. Y'all just aren't doing it without us. Just the way it is. We are just as determined. We are in that place that we believe God, we're a hub for a revival. And that we will have a move of God. And we will see our region change for the glory of God. There are churches that are going to affect regions. There are churches out there that, you know, look empty today, but they're going to affect regions for the glory of God. Because men and women have stood in the storms and stood in the hard places and stood in places where it was uncomfortable and it wasn't easy. And it wasn't easy to stand when, you know, all the winds were saying, I'm going to take you down. We've all been there. If you're a pastor of a Holy Ghost church, you have been there. And you have seen the winds blow. And you've seen the pressure. But you know what is a breath of fresh air? Nothing is greater than when, Pastor, stand up here, please. I love to tell them what to do.
You want me to stand up? What do you want me to do?
Just obey me, okay?
All right.
Is when people.
Now what do I do?
Just stand with me.
Just all right.
When people come alongside.
Yeah.
And they stand with them.
Yeah.
And they say, Pastor, it's your vision. Mm. I'm connected with it.
Amen.
I don't care if I see it right. I'm connecting with it. I am putting my faith with your vision. Mm. Because my vision, what's in me is connected to what's in him.
Okay. Okay.
So if I connect with it, then I'm going to have the fulfillment of what's in mine.
Glory.
If I keep connected with it, yes. If I stay in that place,
yes.
If I stand alongside, Charlie, come get on the other side of him. Lord, and then you have somebody else that comes alongside,
yes.
And says the same thing. Take his arm.
Amen.
And says the same thing. I'm hooking up with you.
Vision.
I'm going with that vision because in that vision is everything that I need for my vision. Everything is connected. Everything is joined together. Everything flows in this direction. And that is the importance when we back and we support and we stay with, whether our head says or not. I guess can't get across that enough. Whether your head says or not, your head doesn't count. It's your spirit. And if you're listening to your head, cut it off. And then the scriptures say, cut your hand off if it's messing up.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that was a little extreme, but, you know, you get the picture that way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Now, we're following you.
Hallelujah.
We're in agreement with you.
Right.
We're spirit. This is being spirit-led and not head-led.
Hallelujah.
This is being spirit-led and not head-led.
Wow.
This is the key. When we stand with the man of God, so then you got Lori that comes up. You got Dan that comes up. So y'all come up. Hook up. Come on. That means get out of your seats. Ashley, that means get out of your seat. No wonder you have trouble here. Simple order, get out of your seat. We're hooking up.
Yeah.
We're moving up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we're standing with.
Thank God.
Because we're going to see the fulfillment.
Thank God.
Of what's on the inside.
We will see it.
And we'll be fulfilled.
We'll see it.
Because of that. So.
Yes.
You know, I'm just telling some of you to get up here. You know, this is spiritual.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Lock arms.
Hallelujah.
You know, we take arms. And we support the vision. We get behind the vision. And we say, Pastor, we're walking with you. We're going with you. No matter what, we're going. Because we know we're a part of this. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me show you something. You're hooked up.
All right. Lord God. Hallelujah.
Now, I've been hooked up. But I look and I go, why? I just don't think that's going to work. I don't like the way that's going. What am I doing? You know what I'm doing? I'm coming against him. You know what that does? Begins to clog his ears.
Uh-oh.
When his ears are clogged, he can't move like he needs to move. Because that's right, you can't hear. This is the danger that when we get in with the vision, when we support the vision, we strengthen the vision, then, you know, I don't know your names, but I know you did that. So, see how they came along. They came along, and I saw your spirit, and I liked it. It's real important for me to like it. Real important for him. My point is that as we're doing this, we are causing increase and expansion.
Hallelujah.
And it's causing the ministry to expand, and it's pulling down from heaven.
Yeah.
It's pulling the blueprints of heaven down.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Putting it into place,
yes.
Into the place that God wants it to be. And the quicker we do this, and the quicker we agree, the quicker the blueprints of heaven come down, and the plan of God begins to unfold, and things begin to happen. That's the key for revival and a move of God, is have the agreement and this staff and the people of it getting behind and supporting and pushing. Man, we're going to push you through, Pastor. We're going to stand with you no matter what hell comes against us. We're going to stand with you. We're going to push you through. We're going to move with you. If you take a step forward, we're going with you. If you say stand still, then we're standing still. If you say sing, Jesus loves me, then we sing Jesus loves me. Man, it's called the body of Christ coming together. The ministry of the church of the living God is the church of the Spirit. It is not the church of the flesh. Flesh will destroy. Come stand up there with him, David. Anybody else on staff here? Anybody else? Oh, yeah, y'all are. There's Robbie. Look at this. Oh, they were calling names out here. We're just naming people. Look at the force of righteousness when we all agree. We become a force of righteousness. We become a force to be reckoned with. We become a force that cannot be stopped. Look at you all hearing from God right now.
Hallelujah.
Hooking up to the vision.
Hallelujah.
Hooking up and saying, man of God, we're behind you. We support you. We're going with you. We're going to take this. We're going to conquer. And we're going to see the glory of God in this house. We're going to see a move of God. We're going to see the plans of God unfold. We're going to see the blueprints of heaven come down. Because we are hooking up. We're staying with you. We're supporting you. We're going after it. And we are not going to quit. You got your whole church coming up and hooking up with you and supporting you and saying we're going for it. We're standing and we believe and we will see the glory of God. We will see the glory of God. We will see the power and the demonstration of the glory and the plans of God. And we will not be denied because we are linked up. We are connected with the vision of the house. And we are pulling on it. And we're commanding it to expand. And we're commanding it to stretch. Hallelujah. This is what Dale Gentry was talking about this morning. Because it's going to take this unity. Paul talked about the unity. The unity when there's unity. I'm telling you, division can't happen. See, you all have just protected the vision. And you have just said no to the devil. You think he's going to run against this group? You think he has a force greater than this? He doesn't have it. I'm telling you, this is a winning team that can do it. And I'm not in rebellion. I am hooked up in there. That was just a temporary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see a mighty army. I see a mighty force coming out of you. Sometimes you may think you're insignificant and you don't look important. But I'm telling you right now, in the eyes of God, there is not one person that is not important. Everyone is part of the link. And if you were missing, you'd break it. If you were missing, you would break it. That's the importance of what we're doing. I'm telling you, spiritually right now, something is happening. in the realm of the spirit, there is something that is going on because you came up by the Holy Ghost. You all just became, you just all began to get out of your seats. And you began to say, I'm linking up. I am supporting. I am staying. I haven't fought this battle for nothing. I haven't just been here for nothing. I have been here, and I'm telling you what I see in my spirit. See, as you're doing this, you are causing expansion in your own lives. You see, you have to understand the importance of hooking up with, you know, when your DNA matches his DNA. What a flow. What, man, it's just all over me right now. Just, ooh, what's going to happen and what's going to take place? This is no light thing. You have just made a line that stands in the realm of the Spirit over this house that is declaring, we will not fail. We will not quit. We will not draw back. We will not give up. This is our house. And we will protect it. And we will keep it. By the grace of God. And God will use me to walk in that power and walk in those gifts. And I'm going to see it. And I'm going to be used. So, devil, just watch out. Because I'm expanding. Can you see it right now? There's such an expansion taking place. I'm telling you, some of your ministries are going to increase and come out of this. They're just going to increase. Your ministries, David, that's what I'm seeing over you right now. Your ministry is increasing. You're catching that anointing. Your ministry gifts are increasing. They're going to spread further, and they're going to go farther because you're hooked up with the vision. You're hooked up with the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's just expansion taking place. There's some things that are going on in the realm of the Spirit right now that are going to cause the glory to increase in this house because you're catching it, you're taking it, and you're running with it. You know, you came at the right time. See, you didn't know 30 years ago that God had planned to put you right here. You prepared, and you did what you knew. Now, see, I know nothing about you. But I know that God intended for you to be right here at this very time. Because he's pouring in you. He is pouring in you gifts that have not even been manifested in your life. They are going to grow and increase, and you're going to see the glory like you've never seen the glory. The greatest glory, glorious days are ahead for you. And you're going to see it, and the songs of the Spirit are going to flow out. And as they flow out, they're going to go and they're going to touch people right on their heads, and it's going to go down deep on the inside of them, and it's going to cause great healings to take place because of the glory that comes out of your songs, right out of the Spirit. Glory to God. Step in. I tell you, the glory is flowing right now, moving right now into the lives. If you'll step in, you can take it. There is just there is so much expansion taking place right now. Because you hooked up.
Thank God.
It's a oof. Oh, I'm telling you, I can just I can just grab it. It's so heavy right now. Can't you just feel it? Can't you just get it right now? It is so awesome what God is doing. God is moving. Dan. Ho. It's expansion. That evangelism. Going beyond you with the glory. Taking the glory to the streets. Taking the glory to the highways. Taking the glory of God. Dan, oh God, I see Dan on the streets and people laid out. Laid out in the glory of God. In the glory of God. Awesome. Oh my gosh. Dan. Dan. Ho, you're exploding. Ho. Woo. How did I get on the floor? Oh my gosh. Woo. Gosh, thanks. Get me up. Woo. I'm telling you, I'm the Holy Ghost. I mean, he is traveling right now. He is moving right now. He is going through. Come on. You can jump in. You can get it. You can expand right now. Come on, John. You can expand. You can take hold of it. And the glory can flow through you like it's never flown. I break every lie over you right now. I take authority in the realm of the Spirit over every lie over you right now that has tried to destroy your ministry. I say you are a lie in the name of Jesus. I cut that off right now in the name of Jesus. I break the power of that. Over your mind right now in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. And no, you can't. In the name of Jesus. Woo! And I just pray that glory, the glory of God. God, the glory of God. Oh, not like in the past. Oh, but the best is yet to come. That's what they said. Sometimes you can't put it in words what is going on, but it's the glory of God. It's the glory of God. It's the glory of God. Oh, woo! It's the glory of God. I'm telling you, it's the glory of God. Woo! It's the glory. It's the glory of God. Ooh, it's the glory of God. Woo! Woo! It's the glory of God. Oh, God, the glory. The glory. Woo! 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 The glory. Ho! Ho! It's the glory. It's the glory of God. Woo! 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 It's the glory. Oh, it's the glory. It's the glory of God. Ha! Oh, it's the restoration in the glory. Oh, it's the glory of God. Hallelujah. Woo, God. Oh, power, 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 power. Woo, power. Power, 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 power. Woo! Power. Ha 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 ha. It's the glory of God. Woo! Oh, it's the glory. Woo! Life and the glory. Life and the glory. Oh, God. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, 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 God. Do it. Do it. Open her mouth. Open her mouth. Open her mouth, God. Open her mouth. Woo! Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, open your mouth and he'll fill it. Ah, yes, 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 you, 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 you. Woo, the glory of God. Ha, boca flowing out of you. Flow, woo, yeah, woo. Flowing out of you. Woo. Whoa. Expand them, God. Stretch them forth. Stretch them forth, God. Stretch them forth. Stretch them forth, God. Stretch them forth. Stretch them forth. In the glory, God. Woo! Come on! It's the glory! It's the glory of God! Hallelujah! Oh, it's so good. It is so good. I'm telling you, it's so good. Oh, so good. It's 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 so good. Woo! Oh, the glory. Woo! Aha! Ah, oh, drink a little more. Woo! Woo! Oh, mighty man, mighty woman. Woo! The glory of God. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Woo! I'm telling you. Ha! Ha! It's the glory of God. Woo! It's the glory. It's the glory. Woo! Yeah, yeah, it's coming right now. It's coming right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yes, in the name. In the name. Now, I pray the peace. There it is. Isn't that good? Yeah. Ooh. There you go. Oh, yeah. That's the peace of God. That's the peace of God. Is that good, isn't it? It is. That's the glory. That's the glory of God. Oh, thank Jesus. He just set you free. Hallelujah. Glory. It's the glory of God. It's just the glory of God. I'm telling you, it's the glory of God. It's just the glory. It's just coming down on you. It's just raining down. Put your hands up. Oh! It's the glory of God. Woo! It's the glory. It's the glory. Oh, it's the glory. It's the glory. Woo! Oh. Woo! Are you ready? It's already on you. It's already on you. It's already coming down on you. How?
Step over.
Ooh, yeah, that's it. Step over. That's all. Step over. That's all.
Receive with your heart. Be renewed in your mind.
Oh,
Spirit of
Hallelujah. God, the glory. The glory. Woo! The glory of God, drunker than drunk. Hallelujah. Drunker
step
than
over,
drunk.
Step over. Step over. Stay
Hallelujah.
A little while.
Woo!
The Spirit of joy will
He's
make
with you.
You smile. Spirit of God has come, and we'll sing glory to the Father, glory to the Lamb, glory to the Son, the Spirit. Step over.
Step over.
I release the glory.
And cross the line.
I release the expansion in you.
Bathe in this river.
I release the ability in you.
And be filled with
I release that
wine.
Ability in you.
Spirit
I release that ability in you. I release you to come forth. I release you to
and
come forth.
We'll sing glory
into the glory.
To
into the glory.
The
into the glory of God. I'm telling you, Kelly Foster, you come into the glory of God. You come
glory
into the glory of God. You come in.
The
Woo!
The Spirit Woo! Of God has
Release
come.
It. Woo! Woo!
Step over.
Glory.
Step over.
Step over into the glory.
Do it while you
Step
can.
Step over into the
Don't try to reason or understand.
Woo!
The Spirit of God has
Woo!
Come.
Woo!
Now we
yeah, there
sing
you go.
Glory Woo! To the Father. Glory to the Lamb.
This is your mom.
Spirit of God
Fill her with the glory, God. Fill her with the glory. Woo! That's just your dad. I tell you who they are.
Step over.
Hallelujah.
Step
God
over.
Fill.
Jason. Stay
fresh
a little while.
And anew. Let that gifting in him. God, let that gifting.
Spirit of God will make you smile and laugh.
Let that gifting.
Spirit of God.
Let that gifting in him, God.
Is here.
Oh, God, I cry out for the glory of God.
And step over.
By
cross the line,
the man of God that he is.
Bathe in
let
this river, and be filled with
come.
New wine.
Let that gifting come.
Spirit of God,
in the name of Jesus.
And we'll sing glory to the Father.
Yeah, that's not fair.
come.
You want some of that too, don't
welcome
you?
Home. Thank you for being in this place.
Oh, God. A fresh fire in him. Lord, use them, expand them, stretch them, God. Stretch them, stretch them, stretch them.
Sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Stretch them, God. Stretch them, stretch them beyond, God, where they think they can go. Thank you, God. Oh, for doing that work that only you can. Oh, my God. Expansion. Expansion, God.
It's all about heart.
Expansion.
It's all about mind, it's all about spirit, Lord. We worship you in spirit, Lord.
Ooh, God, expand them, God. Expand this team in the name of Jesus.
We'll sing glory.
Expand.
Hallelujah.
Expand this team, God. Expand them. Oh, God, every gift, God, expansion, expansion.
Glory to the Son, Jesus.
There's much in you too, much in you too, that has not been even touched yet.
God.
There's much in you too. God is going to
begin to give you dreams
and visions.
We sing
and you're
going to
see in a different
you,
light. You're going to see in a different way. You're going to see like you haven't seen before. For there is much on the inside of the two of you that has not been even touched yet. Hallelujah. But I just declare that over the two of you right now, that it's coming forth. It's coming forth. It's coming forth in glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I lay my hands on this young man. Oh, God, that all that you have created him to be, oh, God, that he will be. He will be. And, God, he'll be nurtured. And in the adoration of the Lord, and it's an unusual gifts, unusual gifts, unusual gifts. Oh, will begin to expand and begin to be used. Oh, God, do it in him. Do it in him, God. Do it in him. Hallelujah. Woo, God, I lay my hands on this young lady in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray over her right now that she is protected and she is kept. And God, she's going to know your hand, oh, in a powerful way. Use her, God, in the gifts. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh, Dan. Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, so strong. You two, two powerful teams, powerful couple, powerful couple. Powerful couple. Oh, expanding. And what can I say? And what can I say? And what can I say? It's the glory. It's the glory. Oh, hallelujah. God bless this couple, God. 23 years in the power tower. God, that their prayers avail much. God, that they begin to see like they've never seen in the spirit realm. And they step into those places in prayer. Oh, yes, as a couple, they step into those places in prayer. Oh, God, that pulls down the strongholds, that pulls down the burdens, that pulls down the plans of the enemy. For it's a new day of prayer. It's a new season on the inside of the two of you. Oh, that prayer is increasing and growing and stretching on the end time of the two of you. Hallelujah. Charlie, 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 it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting. Ho, 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 it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting. Glory to God. It's new, it's fresh, it's exciting. Your days ahead. Oh, yes, you're gonna run, you're gonna run, you're gonna run, you're gonna run. Glory to God, you thought you'd run. Ha, 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 ha. But you're gonna run. You're gonna soar. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Woo! Ha 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 ha. Woo! Oh my gosh. Woo! Hallelujah.
In this very atmosphere, so whatever you may be, you've just reached out.
Hallelujah.
It now.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, the glory is here.
Expand your
yes, voice. God's
stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Oh, yes, girl. Yes, I'm telling you to expand and stretch forth. Hallelujah. And go to those places that you've seen in your spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Baba Ba De Gunse, Kala Shata Ba De Gunse, Baba Ba De. Hey, Shita Ba De Gunse, Kala Shata Ba De. Oh, she tell by
so
whatever. I see your sadness over.
Jesus, thank you.
I see your sadness over. I see your sadness over. Hallelujah. And I see the days of great joy beginning in you. I see your sadness over. Hallelujah. Your sadness over. Hallelujah. Great days of joy. Hallelujah. I'm a mess.
I take it now.
Woo. I need to. I do.
Oh,
it's yours.
The glory.
I have more people.
Is here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God's glory.
Hallelujah. Shuba de gusi kala shu. Ah, ba de gusi kala shu ba de gusumbara. Shada ba de gusi la ba de. Ah, shita ba de. Oh, ba de gusu. Ale shida ba de gusi kama de gusi kaba ba de. Shuba de. Oh, ba de gusi kala shata ba de. Shata ba de. Ah, ba ba de gusi. Hala shita ba de gusi. Ala di. No more back and forth. No more back and forth. I speak over you right now and I call a stability and a solidness in you like you've never seen before. In the name of Jesus, I just command you to come forth as a man of God that God called you.